This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. You've heard the phrase, I just can't get into it. It can be good if you're avoiding a bad habit or anything that might harm your body, mind, or soul. Or it might be used in a neutral way, like you might be referring to something innocuous. If it's some form of entertainment or exercise you just can't get into, meaning it's not of any interest to you. But some things are good, things that promote our well-being in life, physically, spiritually, mentally, and although we may not feel like getting into it, it's good that we do it anyway. I'll let you in on a secret. It's not so much of a secret as an often ignored truth, and here it is. Perform the action and the feeling will usually follow. You may have heard the saying, act enthusiastic and you'll be enthusiastic. That may sound counterintuitive, perhaps trite, even hypocritical, but there is truth in it. Musician and blogger Brian Harper quotes Jesuit priest Father James Martin from an article, 12 Things I Wish I Knew at 25 Spiritual Leanings on My 50th Birthday. And Jesuit Father Martin wrote, within you is the idea of your best self. Act as if you were that person, and you will become that person with God's grace. I like that. There's truth in that. Harper's articles entitled, Act the Part and the Feeling Will Follow. And that's true as well. So here we are at the beginning of Advent. The word Advent means arrival. And of course, in the context of the church, it refers to the arrival of Christ. We anticipate his arrival, his birth, this time of year. We celebrate his birthday. And Advent is our getting ready for that birthday celebration. Unfortunately, for many of us, we just can't get into it. Maybe we're distracted by the secularization of the holiday, making sure, you know, we have all the right gifts to the right people, dreading the arrival of certain relatives who may visit or going to visit those same people, or attending all those parties and, you know, the Christmas rush, all that goes on with that. I'm not condemning that by any means, only to say we can do all of those things and never recognize Christ, for whose birth the holiday is named. So there can be many reasons why you just can't get into Advent. So go back to my statement, perform the action and the feeling will follow. I remember when I first started running, it was hard to get into it. And even after I had run and loved it, when I would come back to it, maybe I had gotten out of shape, those first runs would be torturous. I would begin and I just wouldn't be into it. But then after that initial soreness of pain, that building up of my cardiovascular system, I would begin to feel good about that run, and not just after it was over. I mean, there was something beautiful about being able to run almost effortlessly and feel your feet gliding over the earth below you. Soon I was experiencing the runner's high, and I would miss that if I didn't get it, and I still do today. You see what I mean? I went through some motions at first, endured the pain, but sooner than I thought, that misery gave way to joy. Well, it's similar with Advent. This is a great time to engage in the spiritual disciplines that will not only enable you to know the real Christmas, the presence of Christ, but it's an opportunity to establish those actions so you can practice them through the year. Then the good feeling associated with those spiritual disciplines can continue the rest of the year. And so we wait for this celebration of Christmas, but it's not a passive waiting. We set aside a time for prayer. We read the scriptures. We give extra to others, to the church perhaps, hopefully. And then when the day arrives to celebrate the coming of Christ, we've already been experiencing it. Christmas doesn't come all at once, but it comes as we welcome Jesus Christ. I've got a book for you, a devotional book about Advent. I published it several years ago to help you on your Advent journey. I've provided a link on my website for you to order online. But since we're already into the season of Advent, the quickest way to get this book is to send me a check or money order to David Whitlock, P.O. Box 1033, Lebanon, Kentucky, 40033, and I'll send you a copy of the book. That's P.O. Box 1033, Lebanon, Kentucky, 40033. Experience the season. That's the main thing. And then join me here next week for your Monday morning wake-up call. And between now and then, go out and be the person God created you to be.
Dragged a comb across my head. Found the way downstairs and drank a cup. Looking up.